Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
99.9 KISW. Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK. TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY. The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please share everyone on Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room. Oops, my bad. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Brad, you understand how this here game is played?
Yep.
All right, fantastic. You have a choice today of one of three categories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Oh, bite me. Just eat it.
All right, a handful of customers shopping at a Walmart in Biloxi, Mississippi, they discovered something hidden inside of loaves of bread that they had purchased, prompting the store to remove the suspected product from shelves and local police to open an investigation. Store management told Biloxi police that they received complaints from a couple of customers after the objects were found. Now, when employees inspected the remaining inventory, officers said they discovered additional objects placed in the package loaves on the store's shelves. Walmart removed all the suspected bread from the store and asked customers who purchased the loaves to inspect the bread and report any issues. Well, police confirmed reports that there had been no arrests and no immediate reports of related incidents, but investigators are still treating the items as potential evidence and are working with store personnel to determine how the items came to be concealed in the bread. So in other words, they think someone intentionally did this. So the question is, what do police believe someone intentionally was hiding inside of the bread? Was it razor blades? Was it baggies of meth? Was it peanuts, being allergies and all? Or was it feces? So razor blades, bags of meth, peanuts, or feces?
Now, what do you think, Ted?
You said it was in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Biloxi, Mississippi.
How many people found them?
They just said, and it's literally a quote, a couple of customers complained. But when they, when the cops got there and started looking at the rest of the bread, not all the loaves, but a certain number more also had these things in it.
I don't know why, but maybe it just seems like a weird way to deal meth to me. Okay, I would say meth. You got to go to the bread aisle and get certain bread to get the meth bread.
All right, Jen, I'll join you.
Yeah, where do you keep your meth bread? I mean, white bread?
I'm going with meth.
You're going with meth as well?
What's up? It's meth sweet.
It's got to be in the white bread.
The meth.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I mean?
What was someone putting in the bread there? Was it razor blades, bags of meth, peanuts, or feces? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories, bite me on profile. This, we have Walmart customers down in Biloxi, Mississippi, finding something in loaves of bread.
Yes.
And then they went to investigate the situation, and they ended up finding more of the same object.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, what was in the loaves of bread? Was it razor blades, bags of meth, peanuts, or feces?
Now, Brad, you agreed with Miles Montgomery. You agreed with D. Ted Smith. All three of you did meth for the big sweep, just so you know you're not alone. People on the YouTube chat, everyone seems to think it is methamphetamine, because why the hell not? It's Biloxi, Mississippi. It was not methamphetamine.
Wow.
Nor was it peanuts. Nor was it feces. Old school, straight up razor blades.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
that's definitely somebody trying to...
Yeah, and the woman that did it, she has since been arrested. And when you see her mugshot, you go, oh, she looks exactly like someone that would put razor blades in bread.
All right.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Colbert,
Stephen,
Seth Meyers, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Sad news for Canadians as Whiskey Crown Royal may move production out of Canada and move it to Alabama. Boy, are those employees in for a surprise.
Seth.
Smith.
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 Is Alabama where they're thinking about going?
Yeah.
Wow. They got bought by another world company.
Oh, is that what it is?
They were,
DiSaggio?
Yeah, what was it for us?
But they were also saying that everything that was going to be produced here was just going to be sold here. Like, they were still going to keep a production group up in Canada. They were still going to keep distribution up in Canada.
Well, you know how they're doing that move, because they want to sell their crap here.
Well, also,
if they produce it here, right, there's no tariffs on it or things. Right now, that was one of the big things. They're like, look, man, no one's buying our crap.
What is they get all the water from one Canadian river or lake. Is that Manitoba or something like that? So all the water comes from one place, and they use all Canadian grains.
Mm-hmm.
So if they move the production facility, that means they're going to have to haul all that crap down there, or they're going to have to outsource it and not use the same ingredients, which changes the...
Like, Jameson's not owned by an Irish family or anything anymore.
Yeah.
But it's still made in Ireland.
Correct, right.
And I'm with Miles, like, especially when it comes to whiskeys and bourbons. A huge thing is the water and where you make
Jack Daniels. I mean, it comes from one stream. It has for hundreds of years. That's every bottle of Jack Daniels you have comes from the same water source.
So does Budweiser. It's one stream. It's a urine stream, but yes.
Florida man was arrested for allegedly stealing $1,000 worth of meat from BJ's Meat Market while completely naked except for a face mask. Dude, you should have known it's Florida. It's illegal to wear a face mask.
Fallon.
Seth.
That's Seth Meyers.
A Florida man was arrested recently after he allegedly stole $1,000 from BJ's Meat Market while completely naked, except for a face mask. Dude, you should have known it's Florida. It's illegal to wear a face mask.
American Airlines is launching free high-speed Wi-Fi for passengers. Spirit was like, we also have free Wi-Fi when we fly close to an American Airlines plane.
Foul. Yeah, foul.
That's foul.
American Airlines just announced that they're launching free high-speed Wi-Fi for passengers. Yeah, Spirit was like, we also have free Wi-Fi when we fly close to an American Airlines plane.
A Michigan man recently dropped an engagement ring through the grates on a bridge while proposing to his girlfriend. On the bright side, he doesn't need it anymore.
Seth.
Yeah.
That's Seth.
A Michigan man recently dropped an engagement ring through the grates of a bridge while proposing to his girlfriend. On the bright side, he doesn't need it anymore.
So I saw Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
I did not. Like, was that late 80s, early 90s?
I want to say it's like mid-90s.
And that was, what was the name of the woman? Christy Swanson?
She was in
the movie. Right.
Right. The Sarah Michelle Gellar.
The TV show.
The TV show. Speaking of Sarah, she would like you to know that the new Buffy, New Sunnydale, is not a sequel or a reboot. It's a continuation. So obviously you go, what's the difference? She said it's not a reboot. It's not picking up where all the same characters right away. It is not like a sequel. She says that's why the name is very important to me. Buffy, New Sunnydale. It's Buffy, but it's also something else.
Is she in the admitted
she's going back on her pledge not to revive Buffy. Quote, I will eat my words and I'm okay with that. I learned my lesson. I never saw how and why it could be as good as the original.
A lot of people do that. You know, like William Shatner, I'll never play Kirk again. Then the movies came up, and I get it. At some point, you want to put distance between yourself and whatever everyone keeps going on about. But now it's been, 20 years?
So is the reboot the movie or is the reboot the TV show?
TV show.
Okay.
She was on the show.
Okay.
Well, and like in her defense, she's not even saying she didn't want to do the character. She was just like, we just did such a good job. We can't do it again. And then she read the scripts and was like, well, actually, it's pretty good.
Hey, well, that's a good sign then.
Yeah. Because, I mean, to her credit, right, she was in a bunch of movies and everything else and got away from it.
How many seasons was that? I never watched Buffy. I know my wife did. Because she'll bring up whatever and say, oh, that actor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But she was pretty religious about watching it, I guess, when it was on. But it had to be 5, 6,
I don't
seven.
Know. I'd have to look that one up.
Yeah.
I'm not super positive on that one.
It was on longer than I thought it would be.
I feel like a lot of shows are. And there's very few shows like I liked The Office for years.
Yeah.
But I fell off with that. Right? Like How I Met Your Mother, I fell off of.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of, like, especially comedies. But credit to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like, I don't watch it religiously, but even if I put on a new episode of that, it is still very funny.
I still have not watched it yet, and everyone tells me you should absolutely watch the show. I know I will get around to it, but yeah, everything I've heard about it is good.
Yeah, and I think it's just some of those, what do you call them, like, irrelevant or...
Irreverent
comedies.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm fighting a cold. My head's just clogged up in a mess. Some of those comedies, too, like, there is continuations of storylines, but it's not like...
It doesn't matter.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if you could pop on a brand new episode of It's Always Sunny, and you could watch one episode and be hilarious, you'd be able to figure out what the characters are doing.
Right. Okay.
Right? And sometimes, and to their credit, sometimes there's reference points, but they'll... I don't know. When they first brought them up, you didn't even know what they were referencing.
Sure.
So, I mean, to me, it's like any of those dumb comedies, again, like Trailer Park Boys, right?
Yep.
And I watched every episode of that. It was always kind of the same. Even Seinfeld, for that much. Like, Seinfeld had reoccurring characters, but if you missed a week, it wasn't...
It didn't matter whether you knew, because they were funny in the moment they were there.
Right, whereas, like, The Office was, like, a storyline, and they were going to fall in love and this and that, so you kind of had to pay more attention.
Sure.
You should watch It's Always Sunny. Knowing your wife, she's asleep on the couch snoring, kids are in bed, like, and they're quick, right? You know, especially on a streaming service or whatever. So, I mean, like, you could pump through them pretty good.
All right.
All right, let's see, Survivor. So next month, Survivor's going to launch a nationwide contest where they're hiding immunity idols in each of the 50 states. And it's up to you to find them.
So anyone plays?
Correct. It's up to a normal person. It's called the Survivor 50 Challenge. It's 50 for 50 states to coincide with the 50th season of the show, which premieres on February 25th.
What do you win if I find an immunity idol? I mean, is it a cash prize? Is it...
let's see. There'll be 51 prizes, one for each finding the state's hidden idol, and one winner, one of the winners of a virtual contest.
I'm assuming you probably need to live in that state.
You can't just go look for, you know, something in Oregon if you live in Seattle.
Basically, you're going to, if you're, I don't, it doesn't say it in here. I'd probably look at the rules.
Yeah.
But if you win it, you don't have to be the first one to find the idol. Everyone who does it takes a photo with it to prove it will be entered to drawing to determine that state's winner.
Okay, I got you.
Right? And then the winner of each state gets a free trip to L.A. for some kind of survivor event. The grand prize hasn't been announced.
They used to do that at the first radio station I worked at. I don't know if that's even legal anymore, but they would hide a set of keys, so like a brand new Pontiac Bonneville. And on the air, they would offer clues as to where it could be and what it could be hidden in. Now, the key was that it couldn't be on public property, or it couldn't be on private property.
Right, it could only be public. It
had to be on public property. So it could be at a park. It could be in the...
Where were some of the places you hid keys when you think
Well, the thing is that the general manager, Dale Miller, he hid the key, I think, 6 months to a year in advance.
Okay.
And the reason was good. He would get followed.
Oh, really?
He would get followed home because people knew that he was the one. Because he would get on the air and talk about it. I hid the key, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he made a public knowledge that he was in charge of this deal. And people would tail his ass.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a little weird, man.
Well, that was one of the weird things about it. But he was like, you know, I got some guy on my ass. And I just realized, yeah, he's looking for the treasure hunt clues or whatever.
I mean, we did it with tickets before.
Did we?
When we were in Baltimore. Yeah. I would go out somewhere and
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't remember a lot of things. I mean, I'll be honest.
I mean, they were just Maryland football tickets. So it wasn't anything too exciting.
Still, you know.
Yeah. I just remember one time we did it, and this guy sent an old woman, and it was just the same dude that would show up, and he was creepy. And I thoroughly, when I hung up the phone with you guys, told him my thoughts.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I got back to the studio, and somebody's like, you probably shouldn't have done that. That guy could get you in trouble. And I was like, I was just pissed.
Right.
Plus, it's like, don't send an old lady to get tickets. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know you can't win them. Speaking of scavenger hunts, I started a new show last night on Netflix called Gold and Green. Greed. So I don't know if you guys remember, there was this guy down in Santa Fe, New Mexico, right? And he was an artist and this and that. And then he buried treasure somewhere in like the Rocky Mountains.
I know the story, yeah.
So people in that area kind of knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started going on, was it Good Morning America? One of the morning shows, and they would give like updates. And then it got really intense. Like I'm only on episode one. I'm waiting to get in episode two and three, but I mean, people are coming from all over the place. Obviously, in some of the previews, it shows you could see the frustration on some of these cops too, as they're just like, get out. And people are just like, whoa, because there's clues, right? There's a poem. Yeah, this famous poem with all this different stuff. So people would go into areas they probably shouldn't have been in, and they were like, well, the poem said to go here. And like, you just hear this one cop, he's like, right? Like, it's not in here.
Right.
And like, you're reading the poem wrong. So I don't know, good or bad. And then there's kind of a cliffhanger in it. It seems like whoever actually found it is going to end up hiding it again.
Is that part of the agreement, or is it just find it to prove you can find it and then hide it again?
I haven't watched it all, so I don't know. I just know the way they set it up is like there's a big twist at the end of this, and it appear they're like, we didn't even know that. And at the beginning of it, it blatantly tells you like, there's a twist at the end of this. We do not recommend you go try to find anything. We're just simply showing you and telling you the story. Like, we are not endorsing this.
Right.
So my feeling is that at the end of it, one of the people that found it is going to be like, well, guess what? Well, and he buried like a bunch of gold and stuff, too.
Yeah,
so the prices have gone up and down. But that was kind of the thing. It's like, is it a million? Is it 2 million? And then I want to say it kind of peaks around the pandemic. So people had a lot of free time.
True.
Yeah. I mean, the main lady that's like looking for it, she's already in her 60s and retired. And it's just crazy. Like, there's footage of her, and she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, she's riding through Yellowstone, or what's the other national park? Where the big wall is, Miles.
Oh, Yosemite?
Yosemite, yeah.
Oh, right.
And she's, like, looking at buffalo and crashing on her bike. I mean, it's just, it's insanity. And then I think somebody just puts it best. They're like, look, you could look through history, right? Whether it's finding pirate stuff or... Ask Geraldo about finding Al Capone's tomb.
Yeah.
Like, generally, treasure hunting, it doesn't go well for the hunters. Like, it kind of always ends badly.
I think it's more like the adrenaline rush of doing it.
Like Pokemon.
Because you're right. It's, in the end, it doesn't work out well often. When it does, right, it's amazing. But that happens so infrequently, I got to think just the thrill of the hunt is the thing. And to see guys like, you know, Discovery Channel, all these guys, you know, a pirate ship sank somewhere in this 100-mile area. They have all those submersibles. They do their thing, but they're out there for like a month at a time until the seasons change. And I'm like, they didn't find anything, but they were super focused and enjoying their time hunting.
Yeah.
I don't know how you find
that show in history, right? The Curse of Oak Island or whatever. Yeah. Like, they're, like, on season 5 or 6. I don't think they found anything.
What are the? Is it gold they're looking treasure. For? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I've never watched the show all the way through, all right? So I've seen the show, like, maybe 10 minutes at a time. And it's interesting. But they never, the guys on the show never mention what it is they're looking for. So I'm like, this is interesting. I have no idea what the hell you guys are looking for.
I had a DVD called Booty Hunt. They always found what they were looking for.
Yeah, but like I watch like that Gold Rush show, but like they're working.
Yeah, that's what they
do. They have plots of land, and they're you know what I mean. They're going. Yep. They find some gold. They just don't find as much as they're hoping for. Pay dirt, as they call it. You got the Fiesta Bowl tonight. You got the Ole Miss taking on Miami. Hotty toddy.
Okay, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Germany, where 50 sheep wander into the local grocery store. You should have had to see a picture of that, man. They're everywhere. They walk through the front door.
How many sheep?
50.
God damn. That's sheer madness.
To Times Square, where a pot deal gone wrong is not worth being stabbed for. Louisiana woman who's naked and thinks she's a mermaid punches a cop. When police tell you your kid is dead but he isn't, quite the shock. And someone needs to tell animals to stay off the frozen ponds these days. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Britain, where a rough situation got worse. Authorities responded to a deadly car crash in the area that left 2 teenagers dead and a 3rd in a medically induced coma. After things were brought back under control, officers were tasked with delivering the harsh news to the parents of the teenagers about their fate. But things got a little complicated when the couple of the parents were shocked to learn that their 17-year-old son was not one of the 2 that had passed as a result of their injuries in the accident, but theirs was the one that was in the coma. They told the wrong parents
they mixed
that their
them
kid
up.
Was dead.
Oh, no, man.
They were in the process of planning his funeral. They had a charity boxing match already set up.
I mean, it's good news for them, but the other family,
parents,
man.
Jesus. Right.
You know, your kid's in a coma, and not that you're happy, but thank God they survived, and you go there, and that's not my kid.
Now the air has left them in the emotional limbo as while their son is still technically alive, he's still not in great condition at the hospital.
Wow, man.
Which that, to me, would almost be worse.
But at least there's still a chance.
There's still a chance, which is great, but only if it pays off. Because if
you went through you're going through the grieving process,
right.
You just hope you don't have to do it again.
Correct.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, that's a bad situation.
There's nothing good in that story.
And they're screaming at the cops, and look, I understand why they did it, but it's like, there's a lot more emotion in there than they did do wrong here.
I think the cops know that.
Yeah.
Right, like, we're just going to take this.
That's right. We'll just take that one right on the chin.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation.
Wow, you have any more good news?
Well, here we go. In other news, authorities in Louisiana were subjected to an odd situation after they responded to calls of a woman trespassing on a property line. They arrived to find a woman sitting in a pond that violated the property line between neighbors whose home sat right there on the water. The officers had been informed that the woman was skinny dipping in the pond and was refusing to leave. But what they didn't know was why. And it turns out that the woman was, quote, trying to be a mermaid.
Oh,
well, that explains it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave you to it, ma'am.
I mean, they are naked in the water, I suppose.
Did they have a picture of her?
They did.
They're not naked, do they? Have she-shell bras.
Oh, you know what?
You know what? That is a good point. Yeah.
I think Disney just did that to be, you know, PC about it.
So they could show children?
Exactly. Let's see. Yeah, they do have a picture of her.
I was going to say, there's no way she's good looking.
She's not terrible looking, I'll say that.
I'd have to see her body.
Yeah, it's fair call.
Yeah.
It
was a private pond. It was on someone's property. They called and said, we can't get her out of here. The police come.
Exactly.
I mean, let's be honest. Even if it was a super hot chick, you'd still be like, dude, get off of my property.
Right, get the hell out of here.
At some point. I would not be quick about it.
Miles, as soon as she's not coming inside, you're saying, well, then get the hell out of my pond.
No, for mine, as soon as my wife gets home, like, baby, there's a crazy woman out there. I'm going to kick her out. How long has she been there? 2, 3 minutes? Hours.
Well, think about the Jack Nicholson story.
Oh, God. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well,
he's the man.
She offered.
I wasn't going to say no. I was keeping her distracted until cops got here. She was less than willing to get out of the water when commanded by officers and put up a fight as they tried to move her into one of the homes. The woman became irate at being removed and charged at one of the officers while naked. So the officer immediately pulled a Steve the Thrill Hill and tased the woman before she could get too close.
Don't do it naked. You're getting tased.
She was arrested and faces several charges.
They're keeping her at the aquarium.
Right?
Yes.
Go ahead. Go be a mermaid. Have fun, kid. Over to New York, where the drugs are worth it, apparently. An incident occurred in Times Square at 2 in the morning, which... If I'm a cop and I'm getting a call about this at 2 in the morning, I'm angry.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's getting tased. But it's between two parties, which included a man and a group of individuals that he intended to purchase marijuana from. Somehow the deal went south, and it ended with the potential buyer getting slashed across the face with a knife and being stabbed in the back before his assailants took off. Police were able to arrest one suspect less than 10 minutes after the stabbing, and the other two are still on the loose. They're asking anybody with information to come forward. The man that was attacked was rushed to the hospital and is in stable condition.
And they were one block away from a legal dispensary.
No kidding.
Jesus. Yes. One block. Granted, Times Square, weed's probably expensive. I understand all that. But you still are one block away from a legal dispensary.
Right.
You also, going by a little bit.
And Times Square, I don't care what time of day it is filled with cops.
Yes.
Like, why would you pick there to do a drug deal?
That's a good point, man.
Times
Square.
You.
Like, okay. They're just all kinds of
good. They sell, I know in New York City, too, people still buy this weed, like, illegally, and it's supposed to be stronger and this and that, but some of it is, yeah, it's not worth it.
Okay. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Maine, where another animal managed to fall into a chilling situation, as Miles said. Authorities got the call from a concerned couple after their golden retriever ran out onto a frozen pond and broke through the ice. Emergency crews were able to get to the scene in time and carefully make their way out onto the ice to help. They secured a line around the neck of the dog and were able to hoist him up and out of the frosted trap. Both the rescuers and the dog were examined for signs of hypothermia, but all came away unscathed.
Oh, there's a problem out there in the community. They need to put some commercials on or something. It was a cow yesterday.
Right. And I feel like
last week it was elk or something.
Yeah.
Like a herd of elk or two or three. Or these ice cutters, all this crap. Like, then when they had the helicopter one go in there.
Right.
I mean, it's just like.
This year.
This year in particular.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All over the damn place.
Bear stories. You know, right. Everywhere.
And it's like, you know that there's a frozen pond there. And you know that your dog's dumb enough to go run out there.
Right.
Come on, man. Yeah, we got to put up fences or like I said, Miles, put a commercial out there or something. It's just getting ridiculous.
Come on, man.
Come on, animal. Just think a little
dog,
bit.
You watching the TV? Listen to me.
Right. Look, that could be you. Men's Room Sports. The Fiesta Bowl between Miami and Mississippi is on the night. How do you feel like that one might be going over there, Ted?
They seem pretty evenly matched.
Okay. Who are you rooting for? Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Hottie Toddy. My nephew's a junior down there.
That's on all of the ESPN channels tonight. You've got college hoops on CBS Sports and Big Ten, pro basketball on NBA Network, and the Kraken are back in action against the Minnesota Wild tonight here at home. Puck drops at 7 over on Kong. As far as your weather, should just be overcast with a low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, they're expecting a gray, cloudy day with a high right around 50. That is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
I got it, man. Just put a vacuum cleaner out on the frozen pond.
There you go.
Keep all the animals over there. Yeah. See you tomorrow for Ted versus the FCC and a Bad Choice Friday. Jolene up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.